Yes.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, August 6th goes to the doctors at Leicester Royal Infirmary. Now, in certain places, bruh, if they mess your order up, it can be life-changing, all right? You know, if you go into a doctor's office, that shouldn't turn into a what I asked for versus what I got situation. But that's exactly what happened to a 70-year-old British man named Terry Brazier when he went to Leicester Royal Infirmary. See, Terry went to this hospital for a bladder procedure. He was just going to get a cystoscopy. All right. Basically, that's what Botox is injected into the bladder wall to help control urination and our defecation. Now, I don't know why they didn't put Terry under during this procedure, but for whatever reason, Terry was chatting it up with the staff and didn't realize until he pulled off from the drive-thru that instead of the number 3 quarter pounder with cheese meal he ordered, they gave him a number 2 cheeseburger meal. Now, sometimes when you go back to get your food after McDonald's or some fast food restaurant screws up your order, they just let you keep whatever they gave you, and then they give you what you actually wanted. So you end up getting blessed with more than what you came for. I guess Terry can look at the bright side in this situation, because depending on who you ask, okay, even though Leicester Royal Infirmary got the order wrong, they might have gotten Terry right. Now, I'm not going to let Terry tell you himself. Oh, I'm going to let Terry tell you himself how Leicester Royal Infirmary got the order wrong. Let's go to Leicester Live for the report. And please listen until the end. The end is very important.
I went into the hospital to have some Botox done for my active bladder. Nurse came from the theatre and asked me, "Is that your name?" I said, "Yes." They took me into surgery and they carried on the procedure. But there was no other checks done of who I am, my age, date of birth. No, this is what we're going to do, and you know, this, that, and the other. It doesn't end at the end of the procedure. They went into another room and then realised that they'd done the wrong procedure. I wondered what was going on. And then she actually told me, and I went, you know you were supposed to come in for Botox. Unfortunately, we've circumcised you.
Ooh.
He went in for Botox, and they circumcised
him. So he wasn't circumcised already?
Yeah, man. He just went in for a simple little Botox of the bladder.
Ow!
You know, he's just trying to get his urination and defecation in right, and instead he ended up getting that pickle taken out the back. Now, for everybody out there who is a faithful member of the Brotherhood of the Hooded Pirates, I don't envy you. I had a skin bridge up until I was about 17. It was just one little piece of skin.
Oh, my goodness.
From my shaft to the head of my penis, and the amount of schmegma I used to build up under that little skin bridge. Now, if you don't know what schmegma is, it's like you can't believe it's not butter, just with a little pungent smell.
It's like toe jam, but under the in your
foreskin.
Penis.
Yeah, think like the fresh avocado spread that be on your avocado toast. It's like that, but with a yellowish color. Somewhere right now, somebody
That's
heard me
disgusting.
Say that right as they bit into their avocado toast. Good morning. All right, now I'm looking. I'm not into foreskin shaming. Okay, there's plenty of people out there who love riding the covered wagon. You would be surprised how many people like that Auntie Annie's original pretzel dog with a side of pecker cheese. So maybe the Leicester Royal Infirmary did Terry a favor. Now it's not like Terry could go back and get that sausage scarf put back on. So he was awarded more than $24,000 in compensation. That doesn't seem like a lot of money to me for that. Does it to y'all?
No.
Okay. But if you want to know why there was a surgical screw-up, it was because of the staff mixing up notes. Now, there's no word on if he got the surgery that he actually came for, the Botox on the bladder, but aren't you happy, Terry, that you don't have to worry about getting your foreskin stuck in your zipper anymore? Look, once again, I am not shaming any of you brothers who love to play Fortnite while playing with your foreskin. All I'm saying is when it's 100 degrees out, we can smell that smegma frying in your jeans. That's all I'm saying. So maybe, just maybe, this hospital did Terry a favor. But that's really not the moral of the story. The moral of the story is they got his order wrong. Please give Leicester Royal Infirmary the biggest hee-haw.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Maybe they did him a favor, though. Mm-mm. I don't know.
I heard it's very painful when you're older.
Do you like uncircumcised penises, you?
I've only ever seen one in person.
Were you grossed out?
No, because it was actually, I was a virgin. I didn't know until looking back.
Oh, you didn't know that? You didn't know that?
I didn't know the difference.
You didn't know the difference.
This is just, what about you, Charlamagne?
The turtleneck was probably harder to handle and deal with, too.
Okay.
The turtleneck. Like, you got to, like,
all right.
Pull it back.
Okay.
Because I think when guys clean it, they have to pull it back also and, like, roll the turtleneck back.
Why are you yelling at ye for people, things that people do on a daily?
People are eating.
And
they don't want to hear about schmegma.
I didn't say anything about that. What's wrong with a turtleneck?
Right. Stop foreskin shaming people.
You have to like roll the turtleneck back.
We're in New York. We got a large Caribbean and Spanish audience. Okay?
What does that mean?
Don't shame them.
What does that mean? What does Caribbean mean and Latino mean? What does that mean? Huh? All right.
It's like a slinky.
Okay, guys.
Slinky. Little peekaboo.
All right.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.